This is an Alert USA Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, January 4th, 2020. This week in security news. On 17 occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via SMS messages to their mobile devices regarding safety and security matters, most important for this report. On Thursday, Alert USA subscribers were some of the first in the U.S. to learn of reports that Qassem Soleimani, an Iranian major general in the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and head of the Quds Force, which is a unit specializing in unconventional warfare and military intelligence operations, had been killed in a targeted missile strike just outside of Baghdad International Airport in Iraq. In the precision operation believed to have been overseen by the CIA, missiles fired from American MQ-9 Reaper drones targeted a two-car convoy carrying Soleimani and officials from Iran-backed militias moments after leaving the airport where he had just flown in on a private jet from either Syria or Lebanon. Several missiles struck the convoy, and at least seven people are believed to have died. The operation, which was ordered by President Trump, followed Tuesday's attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad by supporters of an Iran-backed Iraqi Shia militia, as well as the 2019 K-1 airbase attack, which killed a U.S. civilian contractor and injured four U.S. service members, as well as two Iraqi security forces personnel. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad has urged all American citizens to depart Iraq immediately, by air if possible, or failing that, to other countries via land. U.S. embassies in Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, UAE, and Pakistan have each issued security alerts urging American citizens to maintain a low profile and a high level of vigilance. Iran has promised severe revenge for the killing of Qassem Soleimani. Its regional partners, the Lebanon-based Hezbollah group, as well as Iraqi militias, have also said that the death will be avenged. Shortly after the embassy attack, President Trump ordered the deployment of an infantry battalion from the immediate response force of the 82nd Airborne to the region in order to bolster forces. On Friday, the Pentagon announced the deployment of an additional 3,000 82nd Airborne Division soldiers, along with dozens of special operations troops. It is expected that all of these forces will be spread to several locations throughout the Middle East. Despite the rhetoric of the left-leaning media in the U.S. and Europe, it is important for listeners to maintain perspective on events unfolding in the Persian Gulf region, as well as the threat posed to U.S. citizens and interests worldwide, including here in the homeland. The U.S. State Department has for years labeled Iran as the leading state sponsor of terrorism around the globe. Iran is also the leading source of support for Hezbollah, which is responsible for the violence in Lebanon. Before 9/11, Hezbollah killed more Americans than any other international terrorist organization. Iranian-backed Hezbollah was responsible for the 1983 bombing of the U.S. Marine barracks and embassy in Lebanon, which together killed more than 300 people. In 1996, Iranian-backed terrorists exploded a massive truck bomb outside of the Khobar Towers military housing project in Saudi Arabia, killing 19 Americans and wounding almost 400 other people of mixed nationalities. Iran is also the leading source of support for Houthi rebels in Yemen. Iran is also a major supporter of several violent factions of Palestinians, which regularly carry out attacks against Israel. Iran maintains a symbiotic relationship with North Korea, which involves the sharing of nuclear and missile technologies. And according to a report published in April of 2019 by the Pentagon, Iranian-backed militias in Iraq were responsible for the deaths of more than 600 U.S. troops. That means roughly one in every six American combat fatalities in Iraq was attributable to Iran. Those losses came as a result of Iran supplying or assisting in the manufacture of explosively formed penetrators and other improvised explosive devices, improvised rocket-assisted munitions, standalone rockets, mortars, rocket-propelled grenades, small arms, as well as snipers and other forms of attack. And at the center of all of these efforts in Iraq was Qassem Soleimani. Now, a chief concern is Iranian support for Hezbollah, which is active in the Middle East, Latin America, and here in the U.S., where Hezbollah operatives have been arrested for activities conducted in our own country. Listeners are reminded that just this past September, the Department of Justice announced that Alexei Saab, age 42, of Morristown, New Jersey, also known as Ali Hassan Saab, was charged in Manhattan federal court in a multiple-count indictment for offenses related to his support for the Iran-backed Hezbollah terror organization. According to the allegations, Saab served as an operative of Hezbollah and conducted surveillance of possible target locations in order to help prepare for potential future attacks against the United States, including in such cities as Boston and Washington, as well as locations in New York, including the United Nations headquarters, the Statue of Liberty, Rockefeller Center, Times Square, the Empire State Building, and local airports, tunnels, and bridges. With all of this in the mix, on Friday, Alert USA subscribers were also notified of a new FBI advisory released in the wake of the events in Iraq, urging the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity to law enforcement. You can find much more on these stories in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. If you're not already a subscriber, visit threatjournal.com and sign up today. The publication is free and will remain that way. Alert USA continues to monitor the overall domestic and international threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers via SMS messages and email of new alerts, warnings, and advisories, or any other factors which signal a change in the overall threat picture for American citizens as events warrant. Alert USA cautions listeners that in addition to the situation with Iran, this is a particularly dangerous period for the U.S. and European Union nations and our respective citizens and interests abroad in the wake of the recent killing of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi by U.S. Special Operations Forces. Numerous Islamic State media groups have ramped up their online propaganda campaigns, threatening reprisal attacks for Baghdadi's death, as well as their efforts to inspire individuals to take action on their own. The Department of Homeland Security continues to warn that the U.S. faces one of the most challenging threat environments since 9/11 as foreign terrorist organizations exploit the internet to inspire, enable, or direct individuals already here in the homeland to commit terrorist acts. As Alert USA subscribers are regularly reminded, transnational terrorist organizations including the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda continue to urge recruits to adopt easy-to-use tools to target public places and events. Specific tactics have included the use of vehicle ramming, small arms, edged weapons, homemade explosives, and poisons or toxins. Some terrorist groups overseas are using battlefield experiences to pursue new technologies and tactics, such as unmanned aerial systems and chemical agents that could be used outside of conflict zones. Many of these technologies are readily available. Additionally, terrorists continue to target commercial aviation and air cargo, including with concealed explosives. Caution and vigilance are urged. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that a U.S. government-issued worldwide caution for American citizens is in effect warning of the continuing threat of terrorist activities, political violence, and criminal activity globally. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, regardless of the destination, Alert USA strongly recommends checking out the U.S. State Department's travel website as well as that of the CDC for safety, security, and health considerations about your destination. In addition to U.S. government travel guidance, Alert USA also recommends taking a few minutes to visit the equivalent websites of the Canadian, Australian, and British governments to see the travel guidance that those nations are providing to their citizens, as threats and assessments can and do vary. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, January 4th, 2020.